the America's Jobs Team podcast. For economic developers, by economic developers. Join the Consultant Connect team every Tuesday and Thursday for discussions surrounding the latest in our industry.
Learn from fellow economic development heroes, get leadership advice, keep on top of industry trends and shifts, and so much more. You are a part of America's Jobs Team.
And we're so glad that you're tuning in.
Happy Tuesday. I sat down with Kim Grant, who is the Vice President of Business Development at Invest Buffalo Niagara, to talk about the ins and outs of supporting entrepreneurs and startups. So Invest Buffalo Niagara has made a name for itself over the last decade or so with their really innovative and collaborative strategies to infuse their region with more homegrown businesses. So today, Kim shares a lot of inside baseball with us to talk about, you know, how the plan got started, the elements in the community, and part of the strategy that make all of the entrepreneurial support work. And she goes all the way through how it's impacting their talent pipeline. So let's shift over to Kim to hear more. All right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I am Faye Davis, and I'm so excited to be here today with Kim Grant from Invest Buffalo Niagara. And Kim and I had a conversation in August. It was for the article that Consultants Connect wrote for the FDI Alliance International magazine. And Kim and her team are just doing some really, really cool things supporting startups and entrepreneurs in the Buffalo Niagara region. So today we're interviewing Kim to pick her brain about all these things. So Kim, before we dive into all of those things, I really want to give you the chance to talk about your background and how you ended up at Buffalo Niagara doing this work that you are so passionate about.
Well, thank you, Faye, and thank you for inviting me to be a part of this today. It is, in fact, my favorite subject, and I have the best job in the whole wide world, but it was a path getting here. So when I first graduated from college with a degree in accounting, I ended up selling advertising and then going into telecommunications for 20 years. And so I was selling dark fiber to large institutional banks and municipalities, and it was fabulous and wonderful. And I got to know the business, and my career took me to Columbus, Ohio, from Western New York for 10 years. And I was your basic leave on Monday, come back on Friday. So I was a traveling lady. I had Detroit and Milwaukee and Green Bay and Chicago and Tulsa, Oklahoma and Houston, Texas and Dallas, Texas and Columbus, Ohio and Indianapolis and Dayton. And I was a road warrior. And that was all wonderful and fabulous. But really, I'm a Buffalo girl. And I had the opportunity in 2007 to move home and went to work for a small software engineering company, very entrepreneurial and innovative in nature. They had 20 people and they were looking to expand, and they recognized my technology background and said, "You'll be perfect for this." And I said, "You know, I know nothing about engineering." And they said, "That's okay, you'll get it." So sure enough, I joined this small engineering firm in 2007, and in the next 6 years had the privilege of growing our team, doubling it, and growing our revenue. So we went from 20 people to close to 50. We went from $2.5 million to $5 million. And that's when I got the entrepreneurial bug, if you will, and realized there's just such opportunity. And that growth and organization attracted the attention of the Associate Vice President for Economic Development at the University of Buffalo. And she said, "How do we get more companies to recognize the opportunity there is to collaborate with the faculty and think not just innovation, but innovation with a commercial slant for new products, new markets, you know, blue ocean strategy and finding new opportunities and economic upside, if you were." So I went to work there for almost a decade. That was fabulous and amazing and wonderful. And throughout that, met the folks at Invest Buffalo Niagara, which is the Western New York Economic Development Organization, nonprofit, responsible for attracting businesses to the community and helping attract outside investment in the community and generating new jobs. So I had worked with the team here, and one of my dear friends, Alan Rosenhock, was moving on to a different role. And kiddingly, I said to his leadership team, "If ever you have an opportunity," and they said, "Don't tease us." And I said, well, I was teasing, but now I'm not. And sure enough, on the first day of the global pandemic, March 16th, I left the University of Buffalo and I joined the Invest Buffalo Niagara team. And no looking back, it was the best decision I could have made.
I love that. And you and I talked about that, but how extraordinary that you started on literally the day that the world shut down. So let's dive a little bit deeper into the strategy that Invest Buffalo Niagara employs, because you all are known like nationwide for all of the work that you're doing, especially in the economic development industry. So can you tell me a little bit more about that strategy you all employ and, you know, how long have you been focusing on it and why did it get added to the strategic plan?
Absolutely. Well, I'll take a step back before I go forward. There is no silver bullet with this. It's not one thing you're going to do that's going to allow all the other things to happen. It's more like a snowball. I always think of economic development and the vibrancy of our community as a lasagna, because if you had the noodles and the sauce, it would be good. But when you have the noodles, the sauce, the cheese, the meat, the spinach, whatever else you're going to put in there, the spices, it's that culmination of everything together that really makes the secret sauce of making this happen. So I'll go back to the beginning in my engineering days. We worked very closely with the University of Buffalo. And at that time, all of the dictates were coming out of Albany saying, you know, here's where the economic opportunity is in the state. And throughout that and some new administration that came in, they deployed something called Regional Economic Development Councils, which is instead of saying out of Albany, here's what you're going to be good at, here's what we're going to support financially, they deployed that to seven regions around the state of New York. And after having the stakeholders in each of the regions collaborate and get together and have one-on-one vetting meetings and talking it through, they determined that Western New York has natural assets in advanced manufacturing, life sciences, and tourism. And if you think about it, you know, okay, advanced manufacturing, we've got the GM plant, we've got the Ford plant, we've got Saint-Gobain, we've got 3M, we've got Dunlop Tires, we've got, you know, just a long legacy of history in advanced manufacturing. In life sciences, we've got Roswell Park, one of the top cancer institutes. We've got the Kaleida Health System. We have Independent Health, which is an extraordinary firm in how they've advanced healthcare to a new level, and Highmark. Plus, we have our new Jacobs School of Medicine. So they totally built that school to increase the number of general practitioners there are available. They went from 144 new doctors a year to 180. Just by increasing that school. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, special thing on the medical campus. So, and then we have tourism, you know, between the Darwin Martin House and Niagara Falls and our proximity to the Great Lakes and all of the fabulous fishing and the Chautauqua Institute down in Chautauqua County. And, you know, so it's not hard to see where our emphasis was going to be. And then if you take that and you say, all right, so now you've got these three core industries. What would enable those industries to grow? And again, going back to the Regional Economic Development Council, they essentially said, we want to prepare our workforce. So we have a graying tsunami of people in the advanced manufacturing. So we need to go into the sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, and we need to educate students before they get too far down the line and say, I'm only going to go to college. Vocational school is an absolutely viable career opportunity. And you could be totally satisfied making $75,000, $80,000, $90,000, $140,000 a year by being an accomplished welder, by being, you know, a super duper CAD operator, by being a project manager on some of these engineering efforts. So workforce, enable, upskilling, and just providing people with the skills to do these jobs. And then the other one is smart growth. You know, don't just say, oh, let's have, you know, 15 Starbucks on every corner or 15 Tim Hortons. We need to be strategic about the way we're doing this. So let's put clusters together so that we can do best practices and bring cohesive groups together And so it feeds itself and a little bit of pay forward. If you think about other successful clusters like Silicon Valley, how did Silicon Valley get to be what it is? It's the proximity of all those smart people together. Cambridge and the life sciences exploded because they had proximity. They didn't have to get on a bus or a train or get in their car for an hour and a half ride. They could walk across the commons and have the discussion about whatever they needed to do. So proximity. And Buffalo is just ripe for that because we're a 20-minute town. You can get anywhere and do anything in 20 minutes. And so then there's this foster of entrepreneurism and innovation. So you don't get to just keep doing the same thing over and over and expect it to be successful. And I'll use the example of Sears. You know, Sears had a brick and mortar store, but long ago they were looking at a mail order catalog strategy. Well, think about that. If they had deployed it back then, maybe Sears would have been Amazon before Amazon was Amazon. So, you know, all of these models have changed as a result of the pandemic, as a result of the market demand, you know, sooner, faster, better, cheaper. And yet business principles are still in play. So how do I do it? Make more profit, reduce loss, and create efficiencies where there aren't any. And that's what's been the beauty of Amazon. You know, when we're all freaking out, when the grocery stores didn't have toilet paper, you know, everyone went online with their magic finger and they ordered toilet paper. And you know, that's been the thing with the whole pandemic is figuring out how to do it better, how to still be relevant. And we're grateful in the Buffalo Niagara region that as a result of supply chain interruptions, we've seen onshoring, we've seen nearshoring. People no longer wanted to be in urban centers where you pay $3,000 a month for a 600 square foot apartment. So Buffalo, you can live here. We always say you can work, live, and play here affordably and have that beautiful work-life balance. And innovation and entrepreneurism is such a huge part of our future here, because we can't just take it that we're going to continue to have a role in this new market. We definitely want to continue to iterate and improve upon and do things better. And I think that's what you're seeing from the entrepreneurism and the programming and the support systems in place. Buffalo is really seized on that. And it's something we can hang our hat on and play a significant role in an up and coming city.
I love that. And when you were talking, you led with this. You said there is no one silver bullet, which is, of course, it's so true. But can you talk us through a couple of the tools that your region provides for those entrepreneurs and those startups to feel supported in their endeavor to create new businesses?
Absolutely. We are so blessed to have co-working spaces. And if you think about, again, going back to Silicon Valley or Cambridge, when you bring really smart people together, this serendipity happens. And that's what we're seeing in our co-working spaces. So we have Trek up in Niagara Falls. I made a list so that I wouldn't forget them all. We have K House. We have Hansa. We have the Center of Excellence in Bioinformatics and Life Sciences. We have Serendipity, which is the new co-working space at the top of the Seneca One Tower. A really cool place. And they're doing it around academic institutions, but then also separate from the academic institutions. It used to be the Paneras of the world and the Spot Coffees. And now it's a little bit more formalized where there are conference rooms, there are telephone rooms, but it's bringing those really smart people together in those co-working spaces. So that's element number one. Number two is networking groups, giving people a venue in which to try things out. So when I was in school, you passed or you failed. This new generation of entrepreneurs and innovators aren't afraid to fail. In fact, it's encouraged. We want people to fail. And the sooner they fail, the sooner they can iterate on the next thing. And so the more feedback you can get, and so you're not wasting precious time and money on things that aren't going to work, you can rely on those other subject matter experts on things that they've tried, and you can skip over that part and go to the next thing you're going to try. And so that just having that supportive environment, someone willing to sit down and mentor, you have my attention for a half hour. Someone to give you that voice of customer feedback loop is so critically important. And then you add to that angel networks and Launch New York and the Western New York Impact Fund and 43 North and the Panache competition at UB and Excel Partners. So there's all these resources where it's no longer a secret. And, you have to know the secret handshake in order to have the conversation with one of these people. We all know each other and we welcome people in. And it's an inclusive group where people are willing and wanting to share to help the next guy get the leg up because they were all afforded that opportunity. So there's a real wonderful, cohesive, caring environment here. And it's palpable. I mean, people come here and it's not something that we talk about. I've had people come to visit and the first thing they say is, everybody's so nice. And it's like, it's not a lie. It's not fake. It's completely authentic. And they really, when they say, give me a call, I want to help you, they genuinely mean it. And that's what's going on here in Western New York that's so very, very special.
I think that's so awesome. Hey, you mentioned in passing real quick, but can you talk a little bit more about the entrepreneurial competition that your region, it's not Invest Buffalo Niagara that puts it on, but can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So in 2014, the proceeds came together to form as part of the Buffalo Billion, which is neither here nor there, to start a thing called 43 North, which is our latitude. And it's the largest business plan competition in the world. Once a year, they award $5 million for startups.
And that is so much money.
It's a lot of money. In 2014, we had 11,000 applications. It was worldwide. We had an application from every state in the U.S. and most of the countries around the world. And they've been iterating on it ever since. With the exception of the year of the pandemic, 2020, they've held the competition every year and they've awarded $5 million every year. And it's just extraordinary. They pivoted to quality instead of quantity. So at first, in 2014, you could have literally had an idea on the back of a napkin. Now they're looking for something that's a little bit farther down the pipeline, a little bit proof of customer, a little bit of sales traction, and a little bit farther down the line. And we just had the competition a couple of weeks ago and a company by the name of Top Seeds won, S-E-E-D-Z. And they do this amazing cracker. Even though Buffalo is real heavy on technology, it was a food company, an organic food company that won the day and won $1 million.
Oh my gosh, that's so much money for a startup. I love that. Okay, thank you for sharing about that. All right. So we've talked about almost every single question that I've sent to you, but I want to finish on this one last one because you all got some really exciting news and I want to give you a chance to share that, with our listening audience. So let's talk a little bit about the impact that you all have seen on talent attraction because of part of these strategies, right? I'm thinking about like trailing spouses and kids that may be a little bit older that are coming and then, are they staying? Are they putting down roots? Are they attracting more people? Really, my big question is, do you feel like the supportive climate is creating an advantage in order for your region to attract the talent it needs?
Yes, exclamation point, exclamation point. And there's a couple of things. First, for the first time in this census, the 2020 census, we actually showed an increase of population. Erie County, which is where Buffalo is located, increased 14%. Niagara Falls increased 9%. We were subject, as much of the Rust Belt was, subject to brain drain. People were going south for opportunities, and we've reversed that. And if you had asked me this 5 years ago, I would have said that the people that are going to come home to Buffalo were exactly that, coming home. They left when they graduated from high school or college, there were no job opportunities. And so they left to make their way in the world. But now they were ready to raise their children or take care of aging parents, and they were coming home to do that. And I can tell you, sitting here in November 2021, we were wrong. People come here for the first time. They love it. They recognize that there's a value to not commuting an hour and a half both ways. they recognize that it's nice to have a little more elbow space than 600 square feet at $3,000 a month. You can literally work, live, and play in Western New York. And we are finding companies that are coming here, and not only are their principals finding opportunities and they've never been here before, their spouses are finding opportunities, their children are getting education second to none without having to go to private schools, although we've got amazing private institutions as well. But the quality of life, you know, excellent arts, excellent sports with our Sabres and our Bills, just quality of life, the winery, the waterfront, the museums. This is a really, really vibrant place. And we've got four seasons. You know, you no longer lock it up in December and wait until the snow melts. We go out and we ice skate and we ski and yes, we hike. And then we go to Letchworth and we hike through the fall foliage. And then we go, you know, on Maple Weekend and everything tastes like maple syrup. And, you know, the breweries are out of control and the distilleries. And, you know, you could literally go to one every single weekend. It's a great place for young people. It's a great place for old people and for everybody in between. It's just a really, really awesome place. And to quote Merv Levy, no better place than here right now. Where else would you want to be?
I love it. Oh, Kim, and I just get so energized by your energy for your community and your region. And isn't it nice to be wrong in like the best way possible?
Yes.
Well, Kim, thank you so, so much for taking time out of your day to, you know, let us take a peek behind the wizard's curtain of entrepreneurialism and startup support and, you know, the role that economic developers and economic development organizations can play. So again, thank you so much for being with me on the podcast today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Faye.
So in the excitement of our conversation, I was totally enthralled with Kim's passion for her work, and I got caught up in a moment. I totally forgot to ask Kim about their Be in Buffalo program. So here's a little quick outro to tell you a little bit more about that, because Be in Buffalo is a program that Invest Buffalo Niagara has created. It has a focus of introducing or reintroducing a brand new Buffalo to an entire generation of people with the skills needed to build an economy of the future. So working with a coalition of wonderful community partners, Be in Buffalo provides relocation resources, and it works to show why there's never been a better time to be in Buffalo. So check out the website at beinbuffalo.com, and I will link this in the podcast notes as well. But it's a great resource for anyone who is looking for inspiration or examples of how Invest Buffalo Niagara has been framing kind of those tools around relocation and talent attraction to help spread the word of the awesome things that are going on in their community. Thanks for sticking with us till the very end. This podcast is sponsored by Research on Investment, Lead Generation for Economic Development, and Gazelle AI. Spend more time closing, less time chasing. Did you like what you heard today? Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The America's Jobs Team podcast is audio engineered by Andrea Fuller and produced by Faye Davis.